Truffle hunting season in the Pacific Northwest is coming to a close. For just a few months, thousands flock to Oregon's forests to find the fungus prized by restaurants that can sell for $400 a pound or more. But this year, truffle hunters in Oregon were shut out of some of their favorite forests. Amelia Templeton from Here and Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
On a recent weekend, forager Eric Lyon leads a big black Labrador into a stand of Douglas fir trees west of Portland.
You want a truffle, buddy?
The lab is named Leroy. Leroy keeps his nose close to the ground. He's on the scent of a truffle.
There's maybe 6-10 inches of the soil that has truffle aroma, but they can isolate the exact spot. And I just use my little spoon and pop it out.
Leroy stops and digs gently with one paw.
Great aroma. Oh, that's a good one, Leroy. Good job.
In less than an hour, Leroy's nose leads Lyon to more than a dozen wrinkly white truffles, each the size of a button, hidden under the soil. Lyon sells the truffles to local restaurants to supplement his income as a carpenter. But this year, he's been struggling to find places to forage.
It's made it very difficult. I had many different spots, all in the Coast Range, the Cascades, that were incredibly productive truffle habitat. Now it's completely off limits.
Lyon is talking about commercial tree farms, where truffles like to grow near the roots of young Douglas fir trees. Last year, the Oregon Board of Forestry passed rules requiring truffle hunters to get a permit from landowners before removing any truffles from privately owned forests. Lyon says just 2 landowners have given him permission, and many big timber companies don't allow any truffle hunting on their land.
We just don't see enough advantage to us for us to take that risk.
That's Gary Blanchard. He spent 50 years as the chief forester with Starker Forests, a company that owns lots of timber in the Oregon Central Coast Range. That's prime truffle habitat. He says Starker allows people to hike, hunt deer, and gather firewood in their forests. But truffle taking? No.
We're concerned about several things, primarily the liability of having a bunch of inexperienced people out there gathering fungi that may or may not be toxic.
And then there's the problem of raking. While truffle hunting using trained dogs is spreading in Oregon, historically most truffles here have been harvested using a messier method, scraping the soil with large rakes. Blanchard says that's a concern.
It looks like a flock of pigs have been in there rooting around, and we think that there probably is some potential for damage to the roots of the trees with the rakers.
In some instances, once the soil has been raked for truffles, they won't grow on that site again for years. The damage caused by raking has led some of the national forests in Oregon to ban truffle hunting, calling it unsustainable, even though authorities allow mushroom collection.
Oh, it's okay, Leroy. I know. We'll go find some more in a minute.
Back in the woods near Banks, Leroy the lab is anxious to get back to work. Forager Eric Lyon says he shares foresters' concerns that raking for truffles can damage the soil and tree roots. That's why he works with Leroy.
Using a dog is a really incredible, ethical, environmental way of harvesting these truffles.
Lyon says Oregon is sitting on a culinary bounty worth millions. He hopes with time and education on both sides, truffle hunters will be given access to Oregon's timberland. For Here and Now, I'm Amelia Templeton.